Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, going to bring you another verse-by-verse audio teaching. We're in the book of James. We're in chapter 5. We're going to be doing verses 6 through 11 today. And I hope that this will be a blessing to you. You can go to don'tperish.com, click on the verse-by-verse tab, and catch up at all the other verse-by-verse studies. Let's get right to it today. James chapter 5, last chapter of James, verses 6 through 11. Let's go with verse 6. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Okay, so Brother James here, remember if you read or listened to the other study I did, 1 through 5, verses 1 through 5, he's talking about some rich, wealthy, some people say landowners, and they were unjust, treating people unfairly. Here, again, I got to bring this up. James is judging rightly. Yeah, he's judging rightly wealthy men that are causing issues on their workers. We learned about that. And these are probably poor workers. And perhaps they get taken to court. Maybe they lost everything they own. Maybe they're under starvation. Who knows? He says, kill the just. We can't know for sure. There's no other details in there. But we know this, that back then, as it is now, in some of these corrupt courts, the courts are leaning towards the wealthy, and it makes it hard on people of meager means. And so that might be what the injustice that was going on here, and God hates those kind of injustices. We know he does. He does not like that. He's just and fair and impartial to the rich and to the poor as well. Verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he had received the early and latter rain. Okay, so James is giving us the recipe here, the remedy for these issues. And what is it? Patience. And he's talking about coming justice will be served when the Lord returns. Patience is a big one. This is a big one. I need help on this a lot. Patience, a fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, that's patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, long-suffering, makrothumia. It means patience. So patience means being able to endure and wait, right? It's a fruit of the Spirit. And then husbandman waits, he says. Husbandman, this is a grower, a tiller, a vine dresser. It's an agricultural guy, a farmer. And it says he takes patience to get a crop. Why? What's he waiting for? Well, any of you that grow things know you got to plant it, you got to let it set, then you got to water it over and over and over and weed it, and then you may get a crop from it. It takes patience, right? Yeah. You can't hurry that stuff up. You can't stand there and look at a plant and say, come on, grow, right? Farmers have to have patience. Homesteaders who grow gardens have to have patience. And then he says he waits the latter rain. Opsimos, latter rain. It basically means the rainy season, the time when most of the rain comes. And I guess in Israel they were saying it was in April and May, things like that. So he has patience. He's waiting for this rain to come. Might have to wait a long time, it says. We know how rainy seasons are. They come, they go. Sometimes they don't come on time, do they? No. So patience, key, important ingredient, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and it's needed in us. And by the way, we're talking about this. If you go look up the parables in the Bible, do this sometime. You'll enjoy this exercise. Go look up all the parables in the Bible and then count how many are agricultural-based, plants and animals. You'd be amazed. It's a lot. The Lord uses the parables a lot regarding agriculture. Verse 8. But ye also, patience, establish your hearts for the coming of the Lord. All right, so we see here in verse 8, he's talking about patience again. This patience, it serves a purpose, right? This is really important. Patience is not just for the sake of patience. It serves a purpose. What's the purpose? Establish your hearts. Starizo. It means, ready? This is good. To make firm, stable, certain, steadfast. So patience makes your heart firm and steadfast and stable in the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? It serves a purpose. It's not just waiting for the sake of waiting. By practicing patience and the fruit of the Spirit giving us the patience, we're basically setting our hearts in the firm foundation of Christ. I love that. That's an awesome gift that we desperately, desperately need. I like this saying, Luke 21:19. In your patience possess ye your souls. I like that. In your patience possess ye your souls. Our souls are linked to patience, right? Because we have to endure. We'll get to that in a minute. How about 1 Peter 5:10? But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. That's the same establish right there, is to settle. And that's what he's talking about here. To establish, to settle our hearts. Stavridzo, strengthen us, settle us. So patience serves as a molding process to make our foundation firm and stable. We also approve ourselves. Ready? 2 Corinthians 6:4. But in all things, approving ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. So you see that? We are approving ourselves as ministers of God as we walk through patience, not in in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. And here, James in this verse mentions the coming of the Lord. This is something that we can't lose sight of. We got to talk about this a lot. I need to talk about it more. It's our great hope, the return of Christ. Yep. Not just about salvation. Our salvation rests on his return and his setting up his kingdom and doing everything he said he would do. So it rests on his return. We have to remember that. There's another homework assignment for you. Go look up verses on Christ's return. That'll bless you. Verse 9. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. So here's some instruction on fellowship relationships, right? Grudge not. Standadzo. It means to murmur against, to talk against. So it's kind of gossiping against each other. And what will this cause? Condemnation. What does that mean? To judge and a sentence. The judge, God himself, sees and hears all things. Hebrews 4:13 tells us that. He sees everything. And so we have to be careful as brethren that are united. This is brethren united to each other, that we're not working against each other, but we're working with each other. Not gossiping, not talking against, not slandering. Now, there is a time for correction and rebuke that is needed. We know that. We see it all over God's word, right? Verse 10. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and patience. And of patience. All right. So he's using some examples. He's raising the prophets of old. We need to look to examples to help us mark our tone in the faith, how we should live, how we should order ourselves, right? 1 Peter 5:3, neither being lords over God's heritage, but be examples to the flock. So we want to be examples, right? To others around us, and we want to look to others as examples for ourselves. He raises the prophets, and the prophets suffered a lot under the mighty hand of God, doing his bidding. Luke 11:47, Jesus says, woe to you, to the Pharisees, for ye build the sepulchers of the prophets and your fathers killed them. Yeah, these prophets, or these Pharisees were killing prophets. Jesus calls them out on it. So the prophets, what's he saying? They had patience and they suffered. Patience in their suffering. 2 Corinthians 1:7, and our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall you be also of the consolation. So we suffer with Christ, we're going to reign with Christ. That's what he's talking about. And so he uses the prophets as an example. Those guys were hated, persecuted, oftentimes killed, as Jesus said. But yet they had patience. They waited on the Lord. That's a hard thing to do. I think we all want God to show up and save us, rescue us, keep us from any trials. Yeah, that's what we're expecting. That's what we want. But that's not how it works out, because he's all knowing. He knows what's good for us. He knows what we need. So we need to trust in that, and we need to have what? Patience in the faith as we're going through these trials. Verse 11, behold, we count them happy which endure. All right, so happy, this is a bad translation, really. Happy means fortunate and blessed. So it's not a good translation from the King James Bible. What we would think of as happy is not fortunate and blessed. Maybe close, but it's different. So bad translation there. Always look at the Greek words. And then endurance. This is all over God's word. Hupomeno. It means to persevere, remain under, fortitude, and abide. Yeah, this is a key to the gospel, to eternal life. Jesus did it for us, Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I like that. He endured the cross. That's actually stake in the Greek, storos. He died on a stake. Why? Because Deuteronomy and Galatians says, cursed is anyone who dies on a tree or a stake. Jesus was cursed for us. The cross is a Roman Catholic invention. I got articles on that. And then Jesus also said to endure, Matthew 10:22, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endure to the end shall be saved. Endure. Yeah. What was that word? Greek word. Hupomeno. Endure. And Jesus also said to abide, same kind of meaning. It means to endure. John 15:5-6. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. For if a man abideth not in me, he's cast forth as a branch, he's withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned. Ouch. Judgment right there. Not a good thing. We got to abide in Christ, stay in Christ, remain in Christ. Paul also said, endure. 2 Timothy 2:3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So endure is all over the scriptures, Old and New Testament. And then he said, and it's part of salvation when you're born of Christ, death, burial, and resurrection through repentance. You're born of God's Spirit. Holiness and obedience mark your path, your life, your ways, and that you endure in that. That's the path to eternal life because of what Christ has done. We need Christ's perfect work, and then we must walk in the covenant as our part of it. I teach that all the time. And then he says, ye have heard of patience of Job. So Job is a great example of what? Hardship and enduring. I mean, look at all that Job lost, the suffering because of his faith in God, boils, family death, loss of his wife, loss of wealth, but he remained and he endured. Job 2:7, 9, and 10. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown of, that would be of his head, covered with boils totally. Wow, imagine that. And still remaining faithful to the Lord, covered in boils. That's hard to imagine. Wow, that's some great faith right there. Then saith his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die, she said to him. Wow, not a nice lady there. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of a foolish woman speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God? Shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin. In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? So in everything that he went through, Job didn't curse God. Job remained in his faith steadfast. And that's why James is using him as an example. What an example to have. Job, standing fast in the faith. We need to be that. For the Lord, for our salvation, for saints around us to see as examples. And then he says, and have seen the end of the Lord. The Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. So he says the end of the Lord. Job endured and he received back twice the blessing because of it. Go read Job 42:10. God blessed him twice back. He got everything back. Yeah. So it was the end of the Lord that Job had to endure to. And it says, God is pitiful. Here's another bad translation. pitiful to us is like, you know, in English, like sorrowful, like really an embarrassment. You're so pitiful. But it really means compassion, right? Bad translation in English. It means compassion. Should say compassion there. And then he says, God is pitiful and tender mercies. Tender mercy means merciful compassion. So pitiful and tender mercies, or merciful, tender mercies means the same thing, compassion. So God is compassionate, is what he's trying to tell us here. So what did it take the prophets, Jesus, Job, and all the other disciples and apostles to gain victory and reward and salvation in the Lord? Patience. Yeah. We need it. We all need more of it. And I'm the one that probably needs it more than anybody. I need to work on my patience in the Lord. James says, if you are lacking, ask and God will give you. He's talking about wisdom, but I think that means other things as well. So I have to seek the Lord for more patience in my walk, my life, my ways. So in the faith life, in life itself, in tribulation and persecution to come, especially in the last days that are coming, we're going to need patience. Patient endurance of the saints. And God will overcome in us, for us, and through us. Luke 8:15. But that on the good ground are they which in honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring it forth fruit with patience. I like that. We're going to stop right there. Bring it forth fruit with patience. It takes patience to grow things. It takes patience to get fruit off of a tree. We used to have apple trees. Man, you got to sit there and watch those things all summer grow. It takes patience to endure tribulation. It takes patience to walk through trials like Job had to and Jesus did. Patience, patient endurance. Ponder that as you end this study with me. Patience, endurance. Patient endurance. I can't say that. I keep saying patience. Patient endurance. Ponder that. Something that we need very much in the faith life. And I hope this verse by verse has blessed you. Next time we'll pick it up at verse 12 and we'll be getting ready to finish out James chapter 5. Hey, I love you all. Go to don'tperish.com, check out all the resources, let us know how we can help you in the faith. I hope that you are striving with all that you are in patient endurance till the end. We're here to help you do that. Go out and have a glorious day. Till next time, may God be praised.